Well, sadly, Marley, the season never happened, and I know you yourself was looking really forward to the soccer season because coming off of last year and really just, you know, having a special season last year, you know, what were your thoughts after everything got called off and there was no season to be had?
You know, it was pretty devastating because this year our team, we had pretty good connections and the incoming freshmen. They've been working really hard in their, like, middle school years, and I think we were going to have a really promising year. So just to hear that we couldn't spend, like, the seniors last year together because they've just been a really special group to us, it was pretty sad. And everyone, like, as soon as we heard the news, we had, like, a soccer group chat, and we all just texted each other and said, like, we're here for you, and I'm so sorry. But luckily some of the seniors get to go on and play soccer in college, but it's just not the same when you don't get to finish your high school.
It sounds like this team was one of these teams that was really close, and that's a huge key to success. You know, what bonded this team together so well that you know, you knew that someone, you know, was out there, that you were out there, you knew you had a full team that supported you on the bench.
Yeah, well, ever since we were younger, we'd all kind of been on the same club team through, like, Knoxville Club Soccer. And then also, like, not a lot of girls play soccer, so it's not like you have to reach out to 50 girls to get everyone to know each other. Like, we just, there's only, like, a 20 of us, so we all just sit on the bus rides and talk. And we all have a lot in common because not a lot of people do play soccer, so that kind of helps. And then we were all just kind of friends just to begin with. Like, it's a small town, so that's easy to do as well. And everyone's super easy to get along with. And Rich Hart makes it fun. Lee makes it fun. Stephanie makes it fun. So that's always helpful, too.
You mentioned Rich Hart, and, you know, I've said to some of the girls, you know, I know he will never take any credit because, you know, he just seems like that kind of a person, but, you know, let's give him credit. I mean, before he got here, this girls' soccer program was really kind of an afterthought, and once he got the hold of the steering wheel, this completely kind of turned around in very quick order.
Yes, we're truly blessed to have Rich Hart. Like, he really did turn this program around from getting us out to social media, like always making sure that we're recognized, and then just like making us work hard at practice and try different things and pushing us each day. But he still had fun aspects in it, like every day. He always made us laugh, and yeah, he was just, we're truly blessed to have a coach like him. He really did turn this program around.
Try not to, you know, bring up so much disappointment, but this was going to be quite a year for you personally, Marley, because you were on a volleyball team this fall that really had an incredible season. You were on a basketball team that had a pretty incredible season, and you were going to be on a soccer team that, again, was going to probably have a pretty nice season this year. I'm sure you're probably feeling pretty blessed yourself that, you know, you've been on three teams right now that potentially, and you know, two of them, but in three potentially could have been, you know, some of the better teams in recent years at Knoxville.
Yeah, I thought, like, going in, like, after basketball, I was still kind of like on the athletic high, like, oh, I want more, and then just seeing all the promising things out of soccer was just kind of devastating because I was just ready to compete again and things and just, you know, just play sports. But it was pretty devastating.
Let's talk about that basketball season. You know, that was, you know, I think everybody just kind of, you know, stepped into their roles. I know Udy was telling me everybody knows their role, and I don't really have to really explain anything to them. I just put them in, and they know what to do.
Yeah, that game, I think everyone gave their 110% or more, but Gilbert was just, they didn't miss that game, and I think it truly shows that we had that fight because we really did come back in the second half and just really put it to him. And I think if it would have happened like it did in the second half, I think we would have had a different outcome. But at the same time, like, that just teaches us just to not give up, and that just makes us as the seniors next year want to become even better and work harder just to get that state goal. And it was pretty emotional, like, in the locker room. So I just knew that we still have a promising senior year. Like, we still want it. Like, we want to work hard.
How motivated are you? Because I know volleyball ended kind of frustratingly, kind of short of your goals. Basketball, I think a lot of people thought if you had beat Gilbert, you would have had a real good shot at beating Grinnell in the next round. And then next spring to soccer, how motivated are you as a senior to lead and to really, make a kind of a thing for yourself that you can look up at the wall of banners and see, your year under there and on some of those state tournament appearance banners?
Yeah, I think just the whole, like, our senior class, which sounds crazy to say, but our whole senior class is really just super motivated because ever since we were freshmen, like, all of us have been mostly on varsity, which we're really blessed to have happen. But we've all just, I feel like each year we've just gotten better in each sport aspect. So I think that, like, our senior year, we're going to be really ready just to finish it off and just be remembered as that senior group who just worked hard all the time and never gave up no matter the circumstances. And I just really hope that this year our hard work can pay off because we all have been working really hard, even on, like, the off seasons. Like, we've been going to lifting, we've been running, like, even during this whole corona thing, like, we've all been working out still. I think that's just something that not all, like want to do, which is perfectly fine, but I think that our grade is just something special.
And you were telling me before we started here that, you're one of the rare ones I've interviewed that you've actually been able to stay kind of busy throughout all this around the home. I guess it was a family garden, and you're kind of into gardening and all these plants that you told me you have around home.
Yes, I have recently just gotten a green thumb. Like, I have so many plants around my house now. I just love planting the flowers and making sure that, like, our watermelon's growing and stuff like that. Yesterday, my grandma and I even went to a, flower shop in Lucas, which was super fun, and we bought some flowers. I think it's just good to be outside and enjoy the nature.